He looked down at his hatchet, wishing it was a pair of pruning shears. The Briars proved well prepared to protect their long-held secret, but Henry's curiosity was powerful. He forged ahead, hacking and flattening the bases of the sharp plants so that getting back out wouldn't be the same battle it was coming in. Even though he took great care, he got hooked a few times on his clothes and on his skin. The hazardous patch was larger than he had estimated, roughly 20 feet from the starting point to the main objective, and time was now a serious factor. The sun would be down in minutes. The Christmas tree plan was definitely off now, even if he happened to stumble into the perfect one on the way out. Dinner could very well be on the table already, and he hadn't told Annette where he was going. This excursion wasn't supposed to have taken this long. As soon as he broke through the last of the thorns, he put down the hatchet, dropped to his knees, and began to clear the dead leaves and ivy. He took care not to disturb the stones themselves in case they were weakly anchored. They were crooked from years of heaving frosts, but remained steady as he worked. There was a large one on the left and a smaller one on the right. His mind buzzed with questions, not the least of which was, how the hell did I miss this? It was twilight now, the sun had set, and only the glow from it beneath the horizon remained as a light source. He would have to call it quits soon, or it would be hard to find his way out in the dark. There was so much moss on the headstones they were illegible. Concentrating on the left one, he scraped gently at the space he estimated the epitaph would be, taking care not to dig too hard into the marble or granite itself. The stone might be soft. After 3 or 4 moments of gentle effort, he had cleared the top 2 engraved lines. The first, in smaller letters, read, "Here lies." The second line, where the person's name should appear, was taller than the first. But he couldn't quite make out the inscription. Then, a twig snapped. He looked around, attempting to focus in the dark. It must be her. Time to meet the stranger. Henry had his doubts, but he hoped it was true. He looked back, down the near-perfect aisle of spruce pestered by the forest. It was all shadows. Night had fallen. He squinted and took off his glasses, trying to catch a better glance. Someone approached. She stood there in the dark, the mystery woman in the long dress. All he could make out was her silhouette. Her pale white hands were holding what might be a bouquet of flowers, and her hair was pinned up, worn away from her neck. It was as unkempt as the woods behind her, strands and bunches pushing out in odd directions. The rest of her features were lost in the dark, but he knew it was her. Why hadn't he taken the time previously to introduce himself before this awkward moment? Nobody should be in the middle of the woods when night falls, blueberries or no blueberries. Were there even any blueberries left this time of year? He searched the ground for his hatchet. "Hello," he said. "My name is Henry Smith. We're neighbors, aren't we?" The woman stood still and silent, and he couldn't judge her reaction without seeing her face. He stood, and his knees cracked. His back needed an extra moment to straighten. "What's your name? Do you live around here?" She must be a Simmons, Henry thought. That family has a reputation for being slightly off. Making contact was not going smoothly, but he wanted to break the ice with small talk before asking her to leave, so he took a step forward, continuing the effort. He continued his approach as he talked. "Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?" Still no response. "Where do you live? Down the road? Are you one of the Simmons clan?" She stood silently in the shadows. What's her deal? Halfway to her, he opened his mouth to continue the spiel and then held his tongue, suddenly at a loss for words. She was 10 feet away. There was a glint in one of her eyes from the twilight, but the rest of her face was still cloaked. And there was a smell. There are many unpleasant odors on a farm, but Henry recognized this as the smell of something unmistakably dead. Like the time a mouse died inside the wall of their bedroom, it was decay, and it was coming from her. She was shaking slightly as if upset. Henry hesitated while he reassessed. Her shoulders were pulled back and the flower arrangement she was carrying dropped to the forest floor. The left hand shifted across her body and passed something to the right hand that Henry could not see. Then her right arm turned outward and the silhouette of Henry's hatchet became clear. He looked down around his feet in a panic, knowing he would not find his dropped hatchet. She had it now. How the hell? His hopes sank as he realized the time for talk had passed.